Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hi, my friends. I'm so glad you're here and you're listening again. Today, I wanted to come to you about something that I've been thinking a lot about, and that is our strengths and our weaknesses, because I think that sometimes we forget what our strengths are and how amazing they are. And I think that sometimes we get bogged down in what we think are our weaknesses, our stories about what our weaknesses are. And we forget that our strengths and weaknesses, like they cycle like a season, right? We are strong in things that we have to be in, and we allow ourselves to be weaker in things that we can be weakened in. And just to remember that, like, whatever needs to be, we can do it. And we can work on our strengths and our weaknesses, just like our muscles and working out, right? We can work on them. Our arms might be the most strong part about us right now. And in another season, our legs might be the strongest part about us, but we can work on both of them and we can manage both of them. So I wanted to come to you today and talk about these things because I've been thinking about them. And really talk about like our character, like not our muscles, because that's also important, but also like our characteristics and what we think are our strengths and weaknesses when it comes to like our personality and how we get stuff done. And this can take some real like soul deep diving if you want it to. It can also be very surface level if you want it to. If that's more comfortable with you, that's absolutely fine. With all things in life, it is what you want to put in it, right? But I always say, choose you. You are so worth it. So if you want to either surface level or go a little deeper, be as brave as you know you can be. And let's kind of work with our strengths and weaknesses, kind of find out what they are. And also, let's start with saying weaknesses aren't our failures, even though I do think that our failures are good for us as well. Like if we don't fail, we can't see the blessing on the other side. If we don't fail, we don't learn those lessons in life that change our life. And if we don't fail, we never get to the positive side. So we have to fail. That's fine. And we have to have weaknesses. So I want you to remember that too. None of us are 100% strong, 100% perfect. Thank goodness, right? Like I said, there's always times and seasons when we're strong in some areas, weak in others. And then as times and seasons shift and change, depending on what we need and what we're going through, our strengths and weaknesses do too. We are so amazing. Aren't we amazing that we can do that? I think we are. I think you are. So if we are sitting in this season where we are right now, like where we are right now in this world and what's going on with our life, what do you think some of your strengths and weaknesses are? You can definitely use things like human design or Enneagrams or whatever personality test you want. I think those are amazing. And those kind of like open up your eyes to what might be down there. You're like, oh, yeah, I do kind of think I am like that. Oh, yeah, that is exactly who I am. And sometimes it helps us reflect and analyze and remember how amazing we are. So I definitely love those. And if you know me at all, I love human design. Anytime you want to talk about it, let me know. But you can also ask like your coworker or your friend or your partner, like, hey, what do you think some of my strengths and weaknesses are? I think you have to be really careful because that could be really scary. They might throw some things at you that kind of make you bristle or put up a wall. It might lead to a disagreement or an argument like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You think that? So I don't want that. So make sure before you ask, there's a good conversation about, you know, how about we put it in positive spins? How about we only communicate nicely to each other, whatever it is you have to be, but you can also get some that way. However, you can also just sit with yourself and think, all right, what are my top 5, 10 strengths and weaknesses that I believe right now, that are the story I'm telling myself right now. And with that, think about like, oh, I'm really good at this and I'm really good at that. But also think about like, what do you enjoy doing? Your strengths can be what you have fun doing, what you enjoy doing. Your weaknesses can be those things that you put off. Like, I know I put this off, therefore it's a weakness. I don't really want to do it, right? And I love doing this. I don't do it as much as I want, but I love doing it. Well, then that can be your strength. So think of what is happening when things go like according to your plan, when things feel safe, and when things are going just the way you want. What's going right in that moment? And sit with that. And then take the time to think about when things are feeling like out of your control and aren't feeling good in your gut and aren't feeling very aligned with you. What's going on then? What are you doing with your strengths and your weaknesses then? And just start brainstorming that, writing some lists down, maybe journaling it. And so to kind of help you with this, I'm going to give you some examples from my life. And just to start you thinking, not because you have to be exactly like me. We already said we aren't exactly like each other, and that's amazing. But I'm thinking maybe if I give you some examples, they might spark something in you. They might resonate with you, and you might be able to take what you need, leave what you don't need, and really maybe kind of understand where I'm coming from and be able to look at your strengths and weaknesses. So let's do that. So some strengths that I have when I sat down and I started about it, and they weren't what I thought they were going to be. Just to let you know, they were not what I thought they were going to be. So I'm going to start with my strengths, right? I like starting with positives. If you ask me, do I want the good news or the bad news? I always want the good news. So I feel when I sat down with myself that I'm really good at creating plans. I actually really enjoy creating plans. I have fun with it. I also enjoy writing. I love writing. That's part of the reason why I love doing this podcast, because it's getting me back to my writing roots. So I love writing. And I absolutely love moving my body. I love it. And I don't mean like hard hit workouts, but I just love moving my body. If it's a walk in the woods, on my treadmill, yoga. This weekend we had a tree limb fall off our tree, obviously. And we cut it all up and we moved wood for like 2 hours straight, but oh, it felt good, right? I love moving my body. So I thought about like what I'm good at, what I enjoy, what I love, and then those can be my strengths. So my strengths are planning, writing, and moving. So what are yours? Think about that. Okay, so now my weaknesses. But again, please, please do not think of them as failures or how you screwed up or what you're lacking in, because you're beautiful and amazing. How about we think about what do I have a difficult time doing? Oh, yeah, that I definitely can relate to. What do I have a difficult time doing? What don't I really like doing? And what don't I actually just like kind of don't enjoy doing, but I'll do it, do it. So what are those things? So for me, I feel some of my weaknesses and stuff that I'm not really great at and I don't really like doing is communicating, ironically, because I'm on this podcast. I don't enjoy being the only leader in a group. I don't mind being a leader, but I really don't like being the only leader. And I don't really like doing like fine details. Those tend to like stress me out. So as much as I love planning, when it gets to the little details, I can feel like my body start clenching and my heart start racing and I start getting like, ooh, about it. So I'm going to go at this with two examples on how to combine these and work with these in a better way. Because we all have strengths and weaknesses. How can we combine them to play together well? So I'm going to do one from home and one from my business. Again, just hoping that something can resonate with you and take what you want, leave what you don't want. So an example from my home. I can most definitely plan things for my family. Absolutely. But I'm not great at the fine details, right? So that strength, planning, the weakness, fine details. So this is how I have decided to live my life. I have a schedule up for everyone to fill in. I have a week at a glance and a month at a glance on like a whiteboard type of thing on the fridge where everyone can see it. This is Mostly because I was feeling so overwhelmed with all the schedules. You know, there are the sports and the jobs, and the girls are getting older. So I also want them to take on this responsibility and learn how to do this, because maybe if they learn how to do this, it'll be easier for them. So I have this up on the fridge. They write their own schedules. And so the week will show like, these are the games I have, these are the practices I have. This is when I work. They each have their own color. Yeah, we get down to it. It has their chore list on there. It has all their stuff on there so that when we know that we are in like right now, right at this moment, at the end of April, you know, my oldest has a job and softball. My youngest has softball. It is a busy, crazy, crazy next month, month and a half for us. So I want to be able to look up on there that fridge and be like, okay, boom, boom, boom. I know what's going on this week. And then I look at my schedule, boom, boom, boom. This is how it relates. This is how it lines up. This is what we need to do. Then I can make the plan. But if I, and I tried this and it sucked, let me tell you, of trying to line up everybody's, like when they're younger, you kind of have to do this, but now they're in high school, so they can do it. When you're trying to line up everybody's schedule, oh, it gets so overwhelming. So overwhelming. If you know, you know, right? So this has really helped. And again, is letting them take that responsibility of writing their own fine details as much too. Okay. So another strength and weakness. I love writing, but I'm not a great communicator. So my strength is writing, my weakness is communicating. So with my family, often if there's a big concern, I do one or both of these things. I write out what I want to communicate. Like I just write it out, whether I type it out or write it out in a journal. Honestly, I usually type it out because then I can go back and look it over and make sure I'm communicating what I really want to say. And if it's on the computer, like on a Google Doc, I can go back and like I can write everything I'm feeling. And then I can go back and delete the parts that really aren't relevant and don't need to be said. I can change the language back easier too. So then I can use that as a reference, or I can like rewrite it or print it out and give it to them. This has helped so much when Trevor and I first got together. We didn't communicate well, right? It takes time and practice and dedication to learn how to communicate with your partner, I feel. And so to help me that I didn't just like blah, 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 right? Like just give it to him every time I felt like it and just let what was in my mind come out, because that's not always pretty. It's not always nice. So I would write it out and then go back and delete and kind of revise so it was more positive, less negative. And then I would give that to him and he would actually know what I was feeling and what I was going through without all the anger and the harshness and the negativity. That helped so much. It helped me because it got off my shoulders. It got off my body and it helped him to really understand what I was going through. Because how would he know what I was going through if I didn't tell him, right? I can't assume that he knows anything that is going on in my head. I mean, mostly I don't know what's going on in my head. So he definitely can't. So there we go. That is something that you could do is write it out first and then give it to them. Okay, last example from my home. I love moving my body, but I don't like being the only leader. So again, my strength, moving my body, my weakness, being the only leader. So what I can do is I can, because I know I need to move my body, it keeps me sane. Yes, it's really, really good for my health. I can tell in my health and in my body when I don't move my body, like my feet will start to hurt. Walking is just harder. If you know, you know, right? You know how it is. If you're anything like me, if you don't work out and you put it off, all of a sudden you start feeling crappy. And also mentally, it saves me. It saves me. And when I did that mind shift and I started really realizing how much it saved me mentally, it made it so much easier to work out. Because there are definitely times where I'm like, oh my God, I need to work out. I need to work out. I need to work out. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, if I work out, I'll be mentally so much better. Boom, I'll go do it. It definitely. You just try that mind shift if you haven't yet, because I will tell you it has helped me. So, anyways, I need to tell my husband, my partner, my co-host in life that I need space to work out in my schedule. And he knows if I don't, things aren't always great. So he goes along with this, right? He has to be the leader to make that happen. So, yes, we are leading this family together. And when I ask of him, this is the one thing that I really need right now is time and space. He's like, okay, I will help you with that. I will be the leader right now. I'll communicate it. And that might be letting the girls know they have to preoccupy the dogs for a certain amount of time, or they have to leave me in my room for a certain amount of time so I can work out, whatever it is. He helps me with that. He helps me move my body because he is my partner. So those are some examples from my home. Of course, they can be exchanged, they can be intermingled. They're ways to get my strengths working for me and at the same time get my weaknesses working for me. So now I'll move on to some business examples as well. But I hope this is somewhat interesting to you. I hope this is getting your brain thinking. I know it can be so easy to get our brain and our mindset bogged down on weaknesses, but I really, really want to try to help you shift that mindset to make your weaknesses work for you and not against you. And as you do this, you might even be strengthening those skills or becoming less and less weak, right? So for business, go back to strengths and weaknesses. I think that I love creating plans. I have a master's in curriculum. I've created a whole program for creating healthy habits and regulating your nervous system. I love making plans in business. I also feel like I am weak at communicating. Those again, plans and communicating, going off that same original list. I don't feel like I'm great at communicating. I feel like I am pretty bad actually at communicating what my program is and why it's so important. And so, because I write, enjoy the writing, and that's my strength, I'm going to write why I feel the program is important. And through that writing, create plans to show my community. So, some of those plans could be around like having a gathering of people. About a year ago, a little over a year ago, last April of 2023, I had an event where I gathered a bunch of people and then I was able to tell them my plan. Or like the gal gang that meets up monthly that I am starting. I want to get some gals together, right? A gal gang that's part of my four G's. My four G's are grit, grace, glee, and gal gang. And I think it's so important to have a gal gang. So I want to get them together. Back to strengths and weaknesses. I don't always like being a leader. So for that event, for my gal gang, I will have guests, right? So I can have some guests on. For in April, I had some guests on for that one too. I absolutely love moving my body and I want to incorporate that into my events and my gal gangs. So I don't like the fine details. I will have my community share what they're looking for and they're wanting because I want my communities to be about them anyways. It's not all about me. That might be amazing, but that's not life, right? So I want my community to tell me, okay, what do you want to know about? What are you looking for? And then I can implement those movements and those ideas in. So for my event a year ago, I had a guest come in, Sally Rivard. She's amazing. And we did Tai Chi. That was so fun. If you haven't done Tai Chi, I really, really recommend it. For my gal gangs, we're meeting up once a month to do things that the community may want. And that may look like taking a walk or grounding ourselves or yoga or coffee or Tai Chi or whatever the movement and self-care may be. So I hope this is a mind shift for you about how you can move away from feeling like weakness is negative or bad or failure. I really hope this gives you a different outlook on how to work on your strengths and weaknesses. But mostly, I hope this sparks some ideas on how to make your life better, easier, less stressed, and more empowered because you are so worth it. You are amazing. Make what you had a story about what your weaknesses are. You can make them part of your strength. You can do that mind shift. I really know you can. And I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying you can do it. And if you want to grab my hand, we can do it together. I would love to hear what you think about this. And if you enjoyed this podcast, definitely feel free to leave 5 stars or leave a review, whatever it is, because the more you do that, the more I can share with other people. So I would really appreciate that as well. But as always, always, always choose you. You are so worth it. You are amazing. All your strengths and weaknesses are amazing. And I love you. And if you grab my hand, we can take this journey together. All right. Bye.
Hi, friends. If you're anything like me, I can only make so many decisions. I mean, decision burnout, it's a real thing. And when it comes to planning meals, I get completely burnt out and we end up eating the same menu over and over. HelloFresh has helped my family get a variety of meals into our lives without me having to make a bunch of decisions. And some nights, I don't even have to cook because they come with such great instructions that my teens can cook them. Looking for a way to make less decisions? Just decide to email me and I'll hook you up with a free, yes, a free meal from HelloFresh. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.